Good morning. Wow, this is a lot of power. Good morning. I wish when I was at work people would get quiet that quickly when I start to speak. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first turn, we're glad to welcome you to our worshiping community. A few ways to learn more about GPC is to check out the ways we are a church together through worship, fellowship, mission, and learning opportunities. Your bulletin has a calendar and a list of announcements. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you or the elder who will be standing at the communion table following worship today. Also, during the offering, please sign the hospitality register and pass it down so that we're able to greet those around us by name. As you all know, Melissa is off on an adventure, so we are very happy to welcome Steve Gretz and Leslie Lee from the Breeze Baptist Church this morning. They'll be sharing some music with us. There is a bio in your bulletin so that you can read a little bit more about them. And just a heads up, because they are very creative people, when we get to the doxology today, we'll be singing the same tune, but we'll be reading or singing words that Steve and Leslie have written for us. So don't just stand up and start singing. Make sure you look at what you're supposed to be saying. We have a couple of announcements. Ginny, do you want to go first?
Good morning. As you've seen in the past few bulletins, Bill DeSera and I have been looking for someone to shadow us for the flea market, for taking over as coordinators, and Larry Wakeman, as some of you know, has volunteered to shadow me this year and take over next year as coordinator of the event. And just this past week, Craig McKeel has volunteered to shadow Bill DeSera and take the responsibility for working with the youth group and all the lunch food that we sell to the public. This is a huge step. So a huge thank you to those two men. And this proves to me, and it should to you too, that this event is alive and well. And we'll continue to grow in the future with this new generation of leadership. Yay! So please stop at the kiosk and figure out what you can do. Book donations have been coming in by bagfuls, but we still can use as many as you bring in. Baked foods sell out every year, so donate lots. Don't forget to dig up your pots, dig up your perennials, and put them in pots. I don't think any of you have pot in your garden. But anyway, we need your perennials in pots so that we can sell them at the plant sale. If you need pots, let me know and I can get some extras for you. Okay. Lunch Bunch will be with us this year. Again, they'll be inside selling their scrunchies, scrubbies. Not doing well. And the other goodies that these ladies make. We need you to help us advertise. Grab a bunch of flyers that are out on the table in the narthex and pass them around to the places that you frequent yourselves. Some of you don't live in the Gates-Chiley area. You live in Greece and Spenceport and Brockport and places like that. Take flyers out there. Give them to your neighbors or the places that you frequent. We also need a little bit more help with setup. Okay, we have our four men in a truck. Thank you very much. I love those men every year because they drag bookcases for the book sale and tables for the vendors and all. And that's a big, heavy job. But we still need more people for setup. Finally, don't forget to consider being a vendor. Buy your space cheap and make the money from the sale, the things that you sell. I am not doing well. For every dollar of every book, plant, cookie, pie, scrubby, and vendor space, every dollar of that comes back to the church. So let's make this a banner year. Thank you.
can follow Jenny.
I'm Linda Beatty, and this is
Tessa McKeel.
We're here because there's another important event that actually takes takes place in November. It's the annual Church Mouse Bazaar. That's our arts and crafts show. But today, the applications are out in the rack in the foyer there. For those that are very artistically inclined and do crafts, we encourage you to display your wares and sell them at our Church Mouse Bazaar. The applications are out right now for church members only, so you get a head start on when we send out the applications to the general public. So if you are creative in those ways, please look at the application. We have spaces that we fill the church, the entire church, with vendors. So and keep it in your mind. This is November 18th, and it runs from 9 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. So keep that in mind if you like to come and shop. There'll be more announcements coming as we get closer to the date. But please, crafters, please join us. Thank you.
Let us worship God.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. We're going to ask you to join us in singing the first song. You'll find a sheet inside your bulletin that has the words and the music. The chorus is on one side of the sheet, and the verses are on the other side of the sheet. If you'd like to stand at this time, if you are able, we will sing the chorus for you first so you get a sense of how it goes, and then we'll just launch right into the verses. So we're starting with the chorus. It goes like this.
Children of God, children of God, our hearts are all yearning to be children of God. There's a path broad and easy, so many have trod, but the way straight and narrow for children of God. The way straight and narrow. children of God. As children of God, we're resentful no more. Patient and kind, our hearts don't keep score. We're living for peace in a world that loves war. The way straight and narrow for children of God. As children of God, we don't hesitate to be good to each other and not retaliate. We're living for love. Children of God, children of God, our hearts are all yearning to be children of God. There's a path broad and easy, so many have trod, but the way straight and narrow for children of God.
Thank you. Have you seen it?
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Compassionate God, our lives are sometimes very lacking in love. We only barely love ourselves. Some days it is a struggle to love our families, and there's little energy left for loving our neighbor. We love you when we can, God, and try to believe in your inexhaustible love for us. But the world sounds hollow. When you say, I love you, we are always waiting for the if. Forgive our lack of faith and limited loving. Amen. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. We know our sins are forgiven. Let us love one another. Will the children come forward for Fona's little presentation?
Did I walk so big today? I see some college people there. Would they join me this morning also? What more would we ask for? I think there's a lot more. Good timing. I just have a short story, and I might not even get into it because I'd like to talk to you. But happiness is so important in our lives because there's all different ways to find that happiness. And most of the time, we have to Especially if you went in an argument with your sister or brother, you wouldn't do that, would you? Would you laugh? Happiness is having something to look forward to. The best seat at a parade. Happiness is the bell ring just as you're about to have to recite in school. Good time. Happiness is a big muscle. Happiness is loving your enemies. That's tough. That is tough. But I think in school you all have to learn how to do that. Happiness is hearing the previous person say, "Nope, I guess you don't need a shot today. That's a good day." Happiness is coming home from the hospital. Happiness is taking the back seat on your way home from a long trip. Happiness is getting all your kisses, thank you, everybody. Happiness is saying blessed assurance at a camp meeting. Happiness is the end of band from your dad's bar. But what I want to ask, what do you think happiness is? I bet you can give me an idea. What does it mean in your topic? Ooh, all right, you finished with your homework. And that's every night, isn't it? Yes. Anybody else can help it for you? That is real important, absolutely. And the more you're present with other people, you make more friends. And I think each and every one of you have learned that through your parents, and you have the grace of God to each and every one of you. And you have a lot of people. You have a good sister. And this is
The first reading this morning is from Philippians 13, verses 4 through 13. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a woman, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Thank you.
Our second scripture reading this morning is from 1 John chapter 4, reading verses 7 through 21. He came as... Oops, I'm sorry. That's the Gospel of John. I'll be right there. Here we go. Chapter 4 of 1 John, verses 7 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent the Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of the Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also.
State of grace.
across an endless night. We glow for just a little while, then trail off out of sight. All of us are shooting stars across an endless night. All of us are shooting stars across an endless night.
Well, it's a pleasure for us to be here with you this morning. We always love having chances to go out and sing, especially to sing songs about love. Love is the most important thing we can sing or talk or do anything about, and it's the main source of hope that we have for getting through difficult times and divisive times and anxious times and all of that. The words of 1 Corinthians 13 that were read a few minutes ago have inspired poets and songwriters through the centuries. They've been shared on greeting cards and wall hangings and Facebook posts. I've read those words at almost every wedding I've performed in my 30 years of ministry. And we love those words. Simple and direct. Beautiful words. And if we believe these words, then they transport us to the heart of the Bible's message, which is all about love. The three things of abiding, lasting value, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love. And out of these, the greatest is love. The possibilities for love on this earth are endless. The opportunities to love are all around us. So we need to keep our eyes and our ears and our hearts open so that when we have a chance to love, we won't walk away from it. There's a lot to be lost in the great wide world. Don't walk away from love. It might not look like you planned. Your family might not understand. Don't walk away from love. 'Cause we move around the wheel, up and down how we feel. Don't walk away from love. We are darkness, we are light. We don't always get it right. Don't walk away from love. Life is often a mess, sometimes more, sometimes less. Don't walk away from love. And of course there will be fears and problems through the years. Don't walk away from love. And when you have found it, work everything around it. Don't walk away from love. Any fortune can waver, do yourself a favor. Don't walk away from love. All the ways we get sick, all the ways we get poor. Don't walk away from love. All the little tiny pieces, we don't know what they're for. Don't walk away from love. 'Cause there are things you can't imagine waiting in store. Don't walk away from love. It's a boat across the river to a shining shore. An open hand and an open door. Let go your heart just a little bit more. Don't walk away from love. Don't walk away from love. Don't walk away from love. When Jesus was asked what was the greatest of all the commandments, he said there were two: to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. And Jesus taught that not only were we to love our friends and our families, but also those neighbors who weren't always quite so lovable. In fact, Jesus told us even to love our enemies. At the end of his time with his disciples in this life, Jesus came back to talking about that theme of love. And he said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And then he went on to say that outsiders looking at us will be able to judge whether or not we are followers of Jesus by the way we show our love for each other and for them. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples, Jesus said, if you have love for one another. John tells us that it was because God loved the world so much that God sent the Son for us. And in fact, John tells us that God is love. So, beloved, he writes, let us love one another. Because love is from God, everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And he goes on to warn this, whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And then he puts it in even stronger terms. He says, those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. So we're going to do a song for you. We'd like you to sing with us on the chorus. And the song is called, You Don't Love God If You Don't Love Your Neighbor. It's picking up on that verse that we just read. And the chorus goes like this. We'll sing it for you once. You don't love God if
you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble, and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor,
and you don't love God.
Okay, you got it? That's your part. This is an old bluegrassy gospel song that's been around forever, and it all kind of follows logically, so once you get started singing it, the other words will magically appear in your head. You don't love God if you don't love your neighbor. If you gossip about him, if you never have mercy. If he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, well, then you don't love your neighbor and you don't love God. Let's try it.
You don't love God
if you don't love your neighbor. If you gossip about him, if you never have mercy. If he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love. Don't love God.
That's pretty good. You're going to have three more times to do that, so it'll be great.
There are many people who will say they're Christians and they live like Christians on the Sabbath day. But come Monday morning till the coming Sunday, they will fight their neighbor all along the way.
Because you don't love God
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor and you don't love God.
Just in case you think we're making this all up.
In the Holy Bible, in the book of Matthew, read the 18th chapter from the 21st verse. Jesus plainly tells us that we must have mercy. There's a special warning in the 35th verse.
That you don't love God
if you don't love your neighbor. If you gossip about him, if you never have mercy. If he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor and you don't love God. Salvation and a home on high. If you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, then you don't have religion, you just told a lie.
Because you don't love God
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor and you don't love God.
So above all, we read in 1 Peter 4, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. And the writer of Ephesians prays that we would be rooted and grounded in love, and tells us that the love of Christ surpasses knowledge. That love, John writes, when it's perfect in us, perfected in us, it casts out fear. And that's pretty much what Paul says in Romans chapter 13 when he writes, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law." Through love, we are to serve one another. We read in Galatians chapter 5. In love, Ephesians 4 tells us we are to bear with one another. And we are to love one another deeply from the heart, we read in 1 Peter chapter 1. So when Paul writes those beautiful words in 1 Corinthians 13 about love, he's not writing platitudes for greeting cards. He's not giving pleasant words of good advice for newlyweds at a wedding ceremony. Paul is adding his voice to that chorus throughout the New Testament that tells us that love is the single most important thing we're called to do as followers of Jesus. The love that Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians 13 was not about hearts and flowers and ribbons and bows and wedding cakes. It was about the hard work of caring for people who sometimes don't love us back, even for people who have chosen to oppose us, who may be bitter and angry with us, who may be trying to hurt us. That kind of love is what allows us to stay united despite our differences. That kind of love is what allows us to hear the voice of God speak to us over the din of our human squabbling. That kind of love is what allows us to see the good in our neighbors, even when they're acting at their worst. That kind of love is what allows our neighbors to see and feel the love of God speaking to them through us, despite our failings and shortcomings. That kind of love is what Jesus died on the cross to demonstrate. That kind of love is what we're called on to demonstrate to each other, as we love each other the way that Jesus loved us. That kind of love is what we all need.
That kind of love. not hesitate. With no conditions, no restraints, that kind of love. Oh, that kind of love. So how could anyone deny that kind of love? Knowing every heart is measured by that kind of love. Even stars fall from the sky, and everything will fall in time, except those things that cannot die. That kind of love. Oh, may you be remembered by that.
I invite you to sing one more song with us as we conclude this message and song, sermon and song. The words for this are printed in your bulletin. The song is called Love is the Water. The chorus has four lines, and three of them are the same, so it's very easy to remember. The verses are trickier. If you want to just sing along on the chorus, that's fine. Let's see, we'll do the verses for you. The chorus, love is the water that wears down the rock. Think about waterfall going over the edge of the cliff. Over time, wearing away the edge, as hard as it may be. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. When we get to the chorus, that's what it is. So, if you'd like to stand and join us.
Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the
the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.
Thank you so much for all your prayers and your concerns and your hugs and for my mother-in-law's passing last week. So we go from the extreme sadness to extreme joy this week. John and I head out on Thursday to San Francisco to witness the wedding and the marriage of our son, Jeff, and his fiancée Candace on Friday. And then on Saturday, John and I will celebrate our 45th wedding anniversary in an area that we spent 4.5 years in when he went to grad school at Berkeley. So, please, prayers for energy. Thank you.
Good morning, Wayne Smith. I have a rather strange prayer of concern today. And that is, many of you may know that today is the last performance of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Daily Circus. While all the animals have been found safe and proper homes, the entertainers and the folks that put the circus up and on, many of them have no place to go, no work other than what they've known. So please, a concern for those folks and hoping that they will find some meaningful work.
I have trouble standing, so I'm just going to sit. My name is Dee Warren. I'm not actually a member here. I'm a member of Scottsville Union Presbyterian Church. And after today's service, I'll leave and probably get a second sermon. And we will have a meeting to finally elect our pastor nominating committee. I would like to ask prayers for the committee and for our church family as we move forward.
Got a couple of joy and a concern from our youth. For joy is for a neighbor's trampoline, and a concern is missing our Sunday school teachers. That's sweet. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, for our lives and for one another. We give you thanks for the newly unfolding promises. Spring, for sunshine, flowers, warmth, for long days outside enjoying your creation and the company of one another, for the revitalizing feeling within our hearts that something new is beginning. Help us to know by these perennial gifts that you are always with us and always at work in and around us. Let us trust, too, that you are here in this space with us now, listening to and holding close the prayers in our hearts. Holy God, with this new season comes a sense of endless possibility, and yet there are problems that plague our world for which solution seems unimaginable. Help us to expand our imagination. Remind us that you, all things, are possible, and embolden us, thus inspired, to be hands and feet in this world, sowing seeds of love and grace and justice so that your kingdom might grow. We pray also, O God, for our church. We pray for those in our midst who are struggling with heavy burdens. Help us to walk alongside them and help them to know that you walk alongside them as well. We pray for those who are sick and dying.
those who are lonely, and those who are weary with conflict and misfortune. May they find the promise of new spring in their own lives and take comfort in your renewing love. Help to remember that every hope we have comes from the love of your Son, who lived for us, died for us, and rose again for us, and who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of God.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forever. Amen.